WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Your daily dose of wisdom and motivation delivered straight up. No sugarcoating. I'm Logan Cruz, your friendly neighborhood guide to emotional mastery and self-control, here to help you navigate this crazy world one day at a time. Now, let's be real. Who hasn't wrestled with procrastination? Ever felt that familiar pang of guilt as the deadline looms closer while you're scrolling through social media or reorganizing your sock drawer for the 10th time this week? You know that feeling when you have a million things to do, but somehow, doing absolutely nothing feels way more appealing. That's right, procrastination is a universal experience. It's like an invisible force field preventing us from achieving our goals. But fear not, my friends. Today, we're diving deep into the trenches of procrastination and arming ourselves with practical strategies to overcome this beast once and for all. Buckle up, because things are about to get real. Here are five key takeaways that will revolutionize your relationship with procrastination. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. Think of it like a detective investigating a crime scene. You gotta know the culprit before you can stop them. What specific situations or tasks trigger your procrastination? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism, boredom. Once you pinpoint those triggers, you can start to develop personalized strategies to tackle them head-on. 2. Break down large goals into manageable chunks. Ever tried to eat an entire pizza in one go? Yeah, not so easy, right? Same goes for tackling massive projects. Overwhelmed by the sheer size of your goal? No problem. Simply break it down into smaller, bite-sized tasks that feel achievable. 3. Embrace the power of just starting. The hardest part is often just getting started. It's like trying to convince yourself to go for a run on a rainy day. You know you'll feel better afterward, but that initial push is killer. Remember, even 5 minutes of focus work is better than zero. Set a timer, commit to just 5 minutes, and watch the momentum build from there. Oh. Eliminate distractions like a boss. Let's face it. Our world is a constant barrage of distractions, notifications pinging, emails flooding in, social media tempting us with endless scrolling. To truly focus, you gotta create a distraction-free environment. Put your phone on silent, close unnecessary tabs, and let those around you know you need some uninterrupted time. 5. Reward your progress like a champion. Celebrate your wins, big or small. When you accomplish a task, reward yourself with something you enjoy, a delicious snack, a short break to read a chapter of your favorite book, or a guilt-free dose of social media browsing. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and on track. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who has been putting off writing that important research paper for weeks. She knows it's due next week, but every time she sits down to work, her mind wanders to a million other things, cleaning the bathroom, catching up on Netflix, replying to those emails that are probably not even that urgent. Sound familiar? But Sarah decides to take action. She identifies her procrastination triggers fear of failure and perfectionism and breaks down the paper into smaller chunks. Researching, outlining, writing the introduction, drafting each section, revising and editing. She sets up a dedicated workspace free from distractions, puts on some calming music, and rewards herself with a short walk after completing each chunk. Guess what? Sarah not only finishes her paper on time, but also discovers a newfound sense of accomplishment and confidence. So there you have it, folks, actionable steps to conquer procrastination and achieve your goals. Remember, this isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine, it's about finding strategies that work for you and building sustainable habits that empower you to live a more fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation boost. Tag us on social media and let us know your thoughts. We're in this together, one step at a time. Until next time, keep striving for balance, stay true to yourself, and never stop chasing your dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.